all in this series, particularly due to the way you bounced back after.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's become a trend for us all year. And, you know, to get off the start we did against a really tough pitcher today, you know, after a tough game yesterday, is just, you know, shows what these guys are all about. And to grind through the 20 days, it's finally over in the middle of August against the teams that we were matched up against. Pretty impressive. I told them that after the game. I mean, it's, you know, they play at the same pace every day. Doesn't make any, you know, any difference to them who they're playing. You know, they're going out there to win a ball game, and it's impressive to watch.
Kyer's got off to a little bit of a wobbly start in the first inning. How was he able to sort of right himself?
You know, that was the key, was getting out of that first inning. You know, Chappie gets the ground ball and tags third, and then after that, it seemed like he really settled in. And, you know, I've said often that the first inning sometimes for a starter, and I think that's why some of these teams are using a reliever in the first inning, is to try to alleviate that. But once he got through that inning, boy, he really settled in. He elevated the fastball, curveball, really good changeup today. Some called, some swinging. So mixed his pitches to where he was tough to think along with.
Again, like I said, 20-game stretch. Now that you guys are through, and considering the team that you mentioned that you guys played, do you feel like that's probably one of the toughest parts of the season for you guys in terms of just the level of competition that you guys have to go against and the couple with the 9 days in a row?
Yeah. You know, it's... typically with the off days now that you're supposed to get, you know, we've added some off days, you don't expect to go through a stretch like that, let alone the middle of August like that. So we knew it was coming on the schedule, and then, you know, the closer you get to it, you see the teams that you're kind of fighting for position, and having to play them through it is makes it doubly tough, but they came through it beautifully.
Laureano got it started with a double hitter to lead off the game. And yet another double. What do you think of him in the leadoff spot tonight?
Yeah, I know, he's comfortable. He's aggressive. You know, he's looking for a good ball to hit, and he can drive the baseball. I mean, you saw him do it to left and just didn't get it, you know, airborne enough to hit it out. And I'm sure the exit velo was pretty good on that, and then goes to right center field the next time. So he's got a pretty good approach. He's, you know, learning quickly from Bushy what to expect from a particular pitcher and how to go about the at bat. But you know, he's quite the talent.
Bob, you sort of referenced it, but, you know, the bats quiet last night, they bounced back tonight. Seems like this team always does that after a loss. I mean, how are they able to be so resilient?
Yeah, they don't worry about the day before. But, you know, last night it had a lot to do with Happ. Happ was really good. And, you know, coming in here, and then you have Severino on top of that, you know, we made him work. We got the ball up in the zone and, you know, had some good at-bats to get him out early in the game. But, you know, last night, Happ just got off to a good start, kept rolling. So I think it was more, I don't think our bats were as silent as maybe as well as they pitched last night.
Fires less than 2 months here, already one of your most reliable starters. How impressive has this transition been to Oakland?
Yeah, it's tough to come in a new team like that in the middle of the season. And, you know, he's been several teams here last year and a half or so. But I think the fact that he got off to a good start enables him to feel comfortable with the team. And this is a real easy group to get along with in the clubhouse. And, you know, new Luke and Luke Kahn in the first few games. So I think that kind of helps speed up, you know, feeling comfortable. But the fact of the matter is he's pitched well almost every time out except for one.
Going back to Liriano, what do you think of just his ability just to take advantage of the chances he gets and just in the leadoff spot for the first time in Martin not being here?
Yeah, you know, he deserves what he's getting, and you know, nothing's been given to him. He's earned it. So when he first got here, we were hitting him down in the lineup, and you know, made some great plays in the outfield, had some good at bats, and worked his way up to where he is right now. So nothing's been given to this kid really his whole career. He's earned every bit of it. He's continuing to earn playing time here.
Obviously, still almost a month left in the season, but it's been talked about, this is a potential wild card type matchup for you guys to go out and take 2 out of 3. Is that big for your guys' confidence, just showing that you can beat them?
I think it's good for our confidence to beat the Yankees. You know, they have a really good team, and you look at, you know, everything that, you know, the run differential, the record, the whole bit. It's just a good team. So I don't think we're there yet as far as looking at potential matchups. I think we're just trying to win as many games as we can, and hopefully we're trying to win our division first.
Thank you.
Thanks,